经箴言第一章，我们读第一节到第七节。
Please turn to your Bible to Proverbs chapter 1, we'll read from verse 1 through 7.
我们先读中文的，然后再读英文。
We'll read it together in Chinese and I'll read for you in English.
让我们一起来。以色列王大卫儿子所罗门的箴言，要使人晓得智慧和信悔，分别通达的言，使人处事领受智慧、仁义、公平、正直的信悔，使愚人、使少年人有智慧和谋略，使智慧人听见增长学问，使聪明人得着智谋，使人明白箴言和比喻，晓智慧人的言辞和谜语。敬畏耶和华是知识的开端，遗忘人藐视智慧和信心。
If you have the English Bible, you can read it together from verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, for attaining wisdom and discipline, for understanding words of insight, for acquiring a disciplined and prudent life, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance.For understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. Let's pray.
爱我们的父神，我们感谢赞美你。
Father God, we thank you and praise you.
所以我们一周有劳苦，但是我们到你面前，我们可以得享平安。
Father God, we lay down our burden this week and we receive peace.
我们谢谢你今天晚上给我们这样的机会来到你的面前。
Father God, we thank you for this opportunity for us to come before you.
可以来学习箴言，来学习做智慧人。
To learn how to become a wise man through your word, through the proverb.
主，我们知道我们的生命是从你那里来。
Father God, we know that you're the giver of life.
你也是我们智慧的起头。
And you're the origin of wisdom.
主，你的圣灵今天晚上在这里来运行。
Father God, we pray that your spirit is here tonight.
你来开启我们的心。
May you open our heart.
使我们能够真理知道这个真理的奥秘。
So that we can receive the mystery of your truth.
主，我们谢谢你把你的仆人今天带到我们当中来。
Father God, we thank you for bringing your servant to us this evening.
主，求你来恩膏他。
Pray that you bless the pastor.
你把你真理的话语来放在他的口上。
May you speak through him.Your word of truth.
你也来打开我们弟兄姊妹的心。
And may you open our hearts.
能够明白这真理的奥秘。
That we can understand this mystery.
所以我们在这里不管是讲的是听的是一同得到造就。
So that those who speak and those who hear will receive from the one spirit.
主，你来祝福今天晚上的机会。
Father God, we pray that you bless our time tonight.
让我们的灵在这里再一次得到复兴。
That our spirit will be revived this evening.
我们对你的话语能够更加的渴慕。
That we'll have passion for your word.
是我们的机会是一个蒙你祝福的机会。
May our congregation be a congregation that receive your blessing.
我们把以下的时间仰望在你的手中。
We lift up this time into your hands.
来恩待我们，来祝福我们。
Pray that you have grace and mercy on us.
因你在我们中间得着荣耀。
May you be glorified among us.
我们谢谢你，奉靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We thank you, praise you, and pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们很感谢神，林牧师今天我们上在这里跟我们来分享神的话语。
We're very thankful that we have Pastor Lil today to share the Word of God with us.
林牧师在早期来到美国，然后在神学院里面学习神的话语。
At a young age, he came to America and then,Learn about God's word in seminary.
他在圣经学院里面先拿到了他的硕士学位。
He received his master.
And 在那个 Westminster 的神学院里面拿到他的直接博士学位。
And he received his PhD at Westminster.
他也在卓西学校里面主修这个旧约。还有呢，对希伯来文有很多的研究。
And he focuses a lot on the study of Old Testament and Hebrew.
他也写了很多书来帮助我们可以学习旧约。
Is that he's author of many books that would teach you about Old Testament.
其中包括了这个生命记的上下。
Books on Deuteronomy.
有阿摩西书。
Books on the prophet Amos.
还有其他的基本的这个对旧约的注释。
And there are a few other books about, the books in the Old Testament.
最近又写了好几本是让我们一步一步来学圣经包括一步一步来学箴言一步一步学诗篇一步一步来学生命记。
And he has a series on just exploring the Bible in Psalms, Proverbs, and Deuteronomy.
他去年带了一些书来特别是一步一步写箴言很快就卖光了。
He's brought a few copies last year and then got sold out fairly quickly.
所以呢大家如果有需要的话呢因为机会结束的时候呢在后面可以赶快去买。
And at the end of today, there will be a small book stand over there that you can purchase the books.
那这个机会是我们这个周末的三天机会的第一个晚上。
This is our first meeting for this weekend. We have a few other spiritual revival meeting this whole weekend.
今天让我们来开启让我们知道怎么来学习箴言。
And tonight we'll learn how to study Proverbs.
明天早上和明天下午呢还有两堂特别的这个机会。
And we have two more meetings tomorrow morning and two more afternoon.
明天早上是针对这个服侍的弟兄来讲的。
We invite all the brothers and sisters who serve at church to come out.
主要是来跟我们讲解怎么来从整体的圣经来看旧约。
So you can be equipped and then see how you look at Proverbs in the context of the entire Bible.
明天下午呢从两点到四点半呢有特别为我们姊妹们预备的这个专题。
I also have a special topic for the sister in the church from 2 to 4 tomorrow.
这是由刘师母来主领。
It's from a pastor's wife who will be teaching that course.
这题目是让我们怎么来这个妇女姊妹们怎么在家里面做姊妹然后呢怎么教养孩子。
It's going to be a special topic on parenting, on being a wife in a Christian family.
我想请大家有时间的话能尽量的来参加。
And if you have time, we pray that you would take this opportunity and come out.
那我们把今天的时间再交给刘牧师。
And we'll just give this time to Pastor Leo now. Greetings, everyone. Greetings.
刚才那个不算。
The last one didn't count.
那个非常高兴能够再一次回来跟弟兄姐妹们见面分享神的话。
I'm very glad to come back again and share the word of God with you.
对我去年因为做了手术所以状况不好今天担保好一点。
Last year, before I came, I had a surgery, so I wasn't in my best shape. I hope I'd be better today.
It's better now.
Oh, it's already better.
那个王牧师叫我来希望我能够这三天谈谈这个箴言。
Pastor Ron has asked me if I could share with you, from Proverbs in the next 3 days.
我记得我去年来我把我的书也带来好像弟兄姐妹们很多都有书了。
I remember bringing some of the books last year and many of you had purchased a copy.
我心中想大家都有书应该很有智慧嘛。
I figure if you already bought a book, you probably already have wisdom and know how to read Proverbs.
为什么还叫我来讲呢?
Then why does Pastor invite me back to speak to you on Proverbs?
有几个可能性,大家买了书摆在书架上。
There may be a few possibilities, you might have just left the book on the shelf.
或者是大家觉得,哎,请刘牧师来讲讲,可能他有不同的一些看法,有一些不同的教导。
Or maybe Pastor Leo has some new insights, new teaching that was not in the book.
其实实在来说你拥有那两本书你基本上拥有了我所有懂的东西。
Honestly speaking, if you had purchased the two copies, There's volume 1 and 2. Then you pretty much have everything that I know about proverb.
我写那两本书的时候基本上把我所有的绝招都放在里头。
I basically gave all the tools and every tricks and tips that we got in there.
在中国的武侠小说里头，这个师父教门徒啊，总是有一个绝招不教的。
If you know a little bit about and like martial art and stuff, the instructor, the teacher, the sensei usually leaves a little hidden secret. And Mikey's shaking his head.
但是那个。这个徒弟啊，要造反的时候，那一招就是对付他们。
They always leave some secret move, so when if your disciples decide to rebel against you, they have some secret move on you.
我把所有的东西都交给你们了。
But in that book, I've given you all my secrets.
今天晚上我们再来看一下，也是很有意思的。
But I think it's still worth a while to go through Proverbs this evening with you guys.
你们箴言是讲智慧的。
Proverbs talks about wisdom.
你们觉得你们有智慧吗？
Do you think you have wisdom?
有智慧的举手。
If you think you have wisdom, please raise your hand.
你一举手就肯定没有智慧。
If you have raised your hand, then you probably don't have it.
那如果我没有智慧，那我是不是愚昧呢？
But then if I don't have wisdom, am I a fool?
那大家认为愚昧的举手。
If you think you're a fool, please raise your hand.
那不举手的是到底是谁呢？
So if you didn't raise your hand either way, what are you?
那我想箴言是可以帮助我们了解什么叫做智慧，什么叫做愚昧。
Reading the proverb helps us understand what it means to be wise and what it means to be fool.
所以我想希望在三天里头我可以把这个概念讲得清楚，那神也能够让我们明白我们自己怎么样可以在各方面成长。
And I hope to explore this concept with you in the next 3 days and allow the word of God to help us mature.
那大家其实都很喜欢箴言。
Many people like to read Proverbs.
我相信有时候弟兄姐妹有时候每天偶然也会翻阅箴言这些经文。
And maybe during your devotion each day, you might just glimpse through a few words in Proverbs.
那因为箴言大家看的时候实在也会明白其中的一些道理。
Because it does give you some knowledge and some understanding.
有一些箴言其实蛮有意思的，也把它背起来。
And then there's some proverbs they're interesting that you might have memorized.
好像大家很熟悉的一章七节，敬畏耶和华是知识的开端，愚妄人藐视智慧和训诲。
Verse 7 that says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline."
那还有三章。六节，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。五节六节。
Or you might have memorized chapter 3 verse 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight.
所以这些箴言大家觉得很有意思对我们。
And so you might find the Proverbs to be very interesting.
但是箴言很多。
But there are a lot of scriptures in here.
有930节箴言。
There are a total of 930 verses.
那其他的我们就好像不是那么熟悉了。
And we probably are not very familiar with all of them.
那为什么箴言，我问弟兄姐妹，你觉得容易明白吗？
Let me ask you a question. Is proverb easy to understand?
容易明白吗？还是你们从来不看的？
Or do you ever read it?
容易明白吗？箴言？
Is it easy to understand?
啊？容易还是不容易？容易的举手。
If you think it's easy, raise your hand.
不容易的举手。
If you think it's hard, raise your hand.
那不举手的是什么意思？
If you don't raise your hand.
其实箴言是很不容易明白的。
It is rather difficult to understand Proverbs.
所以刚才你举手的时候我都有点紧张。
So when you actually raise your hand when I ask you the question, it got me nervous.
箴言是很不容易明白的意思。
It is very difficult to understand the full, wisdom in here.
那表面这样看过去好像明白，其实我们多事情我们不是很明白。
A lot of time you read it through, you seem like it's very easy to understand on the surface, but then if you dive into the scripture, you realize you don't really understand it.
好，我的责任就是怎么样使弟兄姐妹稍微对箴言有一些明白。
And my goal tonight is to help you to have a little better understanding of Proverbs.
作为一个开始，希望将来学习有一个方向。
Sort of an introduction lesson.
那在了解箴言，其实有三个很重要的关键的课题要掌握。
So there are three keys to understanding Proverbs.
第一个就是箴言，当我们看箴言的时候发现它是所谓的希伯来的诗歌。
When you read Proverbs, you realize it's like a poems or like a songs written by in the Hebrew culture.
在旧约圣经里头，基本上我们都把旧约的文学分成叙述文跟希伯来诗歌这两种。
We categorize Old Testament literature into descriptive literature and literature of songs.
Right. 叙述文就是比较容易明白，尤其是讲述那些故事的，好像创世纪，你读起来那就不太难，因为都可以明白里头的故事。
So descriptive literature is easy to understand because it describes an event, describes a concept, and it's easy to understand.
Yeah, 特别是讲故事的
Especially when he talks about stories in the Old Testament.
好像这个列王记这些都是用叙述文写，所以大家读起来都比较容易。
So like the stories you read in Kings, those are descriptive literature and they are easy to understand.
但是在旧约圣经里头，大部分的内容是用希伯来诗歌表达的。
And so, but there are many scriptures that are expressed in a way of psalms.
Hebrew poetry.
Poetry. Hebrew poetry. Thank you.
那希伯来诗歌呢，就有些容易，有些不容易。
And so these Hebrew poetry, some of them are easy to understand, some of them are rather difficult.
比如说诗篇是诗歌来的，但是读起来我们都可以体会里头的道理。
If you take songs for example, it's in the forms of poetry, but we can understand what the psalmist is writing.
先知书都大部分用希伯来诗歌表达，所以读起来不容易。
But a lot of the book of prophets are expressing in form of poetry, and it's rather difficult to understand.
箴言属于叫做智慧文学，又是用诗歌表达的。
Proverbs is considered as one of the wisdom books, and it's expressed in terms of poetry.
它跟约伯记还有传道书、箴言这三本属于智慧文学，有它诗歌的一些特点。
Just like Ecclesiastes or Job's, these three books are sort of the wisdom books, and they're expressed in their certain style.
那箴言就尤其特别，它是一采用一种叫做格言的方式来表达 saying.
So, Proverb is also very interesting because it's using a very unique style to, it's like saying something to you.
就是一句一句的 saying, 格言。
It's composed of different sayings, like different sentences, different ways, different speeches.
这是神用来传达他旨意的一个方式。
It's as if God is speaking directly.
那我们一定要了解他用什么管道来传他的信息。
So we have to understand what sort of channels or what sort of tools it's using to express its message.
今天晚上我谈三个很重要的课题，就是怎么样可以帮助我们了解箴言。
So I want to discuss with you three keys in understanding Proverbs.
第一个秘诀，第一个要诀，就是要了解箴言的文学和 合一性。
Key number one, you have to understand the literally unity in Proverbs, meaning the unity in the literature itself.
那一般上，假设我们看创世纪的时候，你可以从头一章一节一直看到第五十章，你觉得这个文都很通顺的，这故事都很清楚。
If you take Genesis as an example, you might start from chapter 1 and read chapter 50, and you realize that the story flows very well. Because it's a descriptive literature. It has a very logical progression in its stories.
但是来到箴言的时候，我们发觉有一些困难。
But when you come to Proverbs, you encounter some difficulties.
从第一章到第九章读起来是一篇一篇的教导。
If you read from chapter 1 to chapter 9, it seems like there are separate teachings.
然后到了第十章的时候，一直到二十九章发现，它就变成一句一句的格言。
And then if you read from chapter 10 through chapter 29, it becomes, each verse becomes a saying in itself.
好。要怎么了解箴言的文学核心呢？
So how do you understand the core of proverb?
你们大家有没有带圣经来？
Do you all have your Bible with you?
好，你打开第十章。
If you can turn to chapter 10.
第十章。那从第十章我们看的时候，就发觉箴言是一节一节彼此没有关系的。
If you start reading from chapter 10, sometimes gives you the feeling that all these sayings are very scattered.
那你看这个第一节，他说：“所罗门的箴言，智慧之子使父亲欢乐，愚昧之子叫母亲担忧。”
If you read verse 1 from chapter 10, it says, The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish son grieves to his mother.
表面看大家都会明白这一节是什么意思。
So if you just look at this one sentence, it seems very easy to understand.
那第二节说，不义之财毫无益处，唯有公义能救人脱离死亡。
But if you continue into verse 2, then it says, ill-gotten treasures are of no value, but righteousness delivers from death.
看起来好像也可以明白它的道理，但是问题说第一节跟第二节什么关系？
So verse 2 by itself, you can understand it, but then if you combine verse 1 and 2, and you ask yourself, what are the relations?
好像没有关系啊。
Does it seem like they relate to each other?
那你再看第三节，耶和华不使义人受饥饿，恶人所益的他必推开。
And if you continue reading to verse 3, it says, The Lord does not let the righteous go hungry, but he throws the carving of the wicked.
那第二节跟第三节跟第一节有什么关系？就好像没有关系。
So how are these three verses related? It's hard to understand.
第四节，手懒的要受贫穷，手勤的却要富足。单独可以明白这节经文，但是跟上面三节什么关系？
Again, verse 4, lazy hand makes a man poor, but diligent hands bring wealth. By itself, easy to understand. How are the four related?
你可以一直念到29章，这里都是这样的箴言来的。
You continue reading all the way to chapter 29. There are a bunch of sayings all connected together.
这个就是所谓没有文学合一性。
You feel like there's really no unity in the literature.
如果没有文学合一性，我们只能够一节一节的念。
If there is really no unity, then you can only read verse by verse.
这些箴言，它的上下文其实是一点关系都没有的。
You might say there is no context.
这个一章一节，你放在这里可以，你放在十章也可以，二十章也可以，因为它没有关系。
It doesn't matter where you place the verses, because you can rearrange them any way you want.
但是假设我们看见这个箴言，它的经文格言是有一个文学合一性，那它的意思会完全不同。
But if you find that unity in the way Proverbs is written, then the meaning is different.
我举一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
我常常会坐飞机。
I take the airplane pretty often.
尤其飞到亚洲的时候，我有时候是坐那个波音747。
especially when I fly to Asia, I fly the big plane, Boeing 747.
你知道747的排位是怎么排？
Do you know how the seats are ranging
747? 是三个位，然后四个位，然后三个位，一共十个，是吗？十个位。
So on the same row, you have three, four, and three seats on each row.
我讲的是经济舱。
I'm talking about the
economic class. 然后一排一排一排这样排到很远了，可以坐三百多人一辆飞机。
And the airplane can probably hold up to like 300 people.
但是你发现坐飞机有一个很奇怪的一个现象。
If you ride airplane enough, you'll notice a very weird pattern.
一般上当我们上了飞机之后，我们找到我们的位置，我们把东西放上去，我们就坐在那边就绑起来。
If you get on the airplane, you probably find your seat, put your luggage, sit down and buckle up.
那其实我们旁边是有人的，左边、右边都有人，前面有人，后面有人。
Yeah, but we know there's someone sitting next to us, in front of us, behind us.
那其实我们之间的距离是很短的。
The distance between the person next to me is very small.
而且今天飞机公司也蛮虐待给我们，我们付那么多钱，他们就给我们一点点的位。
And they're trying to cut costs, so the seats are getting smaller and smaller.
你坐那边就挤在那边。
You're kind of in a cramp.
如果旁边左右胖的人，你就很惨。
You're sitting with someone of a bigger size, and it's a torture.
哎呀，你飞机从这边，好，现在你飞到东方去十几个小时。
And it takes several hours to go from Washington to Asia Pacific.
但是你发现很奇怪的事情。
But here's a weird phenomenon.
多数的人他大概不会跟旁边的人打交道。
Most people will not really talk to the person next to them.
你不会问他说诶你叫什么名字。
You don't usually turn around and say, what is your name?
你做什么工的。
What is your job?
你太太好不好
？How's your wife？
还是你还没有找到
？Or maybe you don't have one。
要不要我帮你找？
对。
我们很少跟人家这样沟通。
We very rare communicate with people on the
airplane. 然后飞机降落的时候
，and the airplane lands at the destination.
啊，我们匆匆忙忙拿行李
，and we rush in a hurry.
我们就走了
，and we leave the airplane.
我们没有对他说，哎，这希望将来再能够见到。
We don't say to the person saying, "I hope to see you again in the future."
所以你看这个那个其实那个人与人之间的距离其实只有一两寸的距离啊。
So there's only like 1 or 2 inches between the person next to you.
但是十几个小时我们其实都一点关系都没有。
But you develop no relationship in the next 14 hours.
我也不知道他是谁他也不知道我是谁。
I don't know who he is, he doesn't know who I am.
所以我说这个就是真言嘛一节一节放在一起没有关系。
So you might feel that way when you read Proverbs. All the verses are put together, but they have no relationships.
所以很多人看真言，就是发现真言没有关系。所以你看的就是波音747那些乘客。
A lot of people feel like reading Proverbs is like looking at the passengers on the Boeing 747.
哎，你是十章一节，他是十章二节，他是三节，然后你是十一章、十二章，就是这样，没有关系。
You might be sitting in seat number 10 and she is in number 11, you have no relationship.
所以假设真言没有文学和意性它的意思只能够留在那一个单独那一节的本身的身上它跟上下文都没有关系明白这个道理吗这个很重要的。
So if its literature has no unity, then each verse only has meaning in itself and has no relationship between other verses.And I hope you guys understand that if there's no unity, there's no relations.
好，我现在在这里看你们的时候，我发现你们做的是波音七八七，一张五节啊，你有什么关系？认识他吗？啊，认识啊，认识。你们有什么关系？跟我讲有什么关系？一个教会，还有呢
？What relationship do you have? Someone answer one church.
同在基督里。
You're all within Christ.
还有呢
？What else?
弟兄姐妹的关系。
Brothers and sisters.
你们有同一个神，对不对
？You have the same God.
你有同一个信仰。
You have
同一个价值观。你们会彼此关心。你们可能他也需要你们。所以，假设我要认识这一个人的时候啊
，You want to get to know this brother here.
我可以问别人，因为别人可以告诉我。
I should be able to ask someone else for them to tell me who he is.
这个就是在解经里头我们讲的上下文的关系嘛。
That's how we, sometimes we read a scripture, we read the context before and after.
孔弟兄他自己存在有他自己的意义，但是别人也可以告诉我他的事情，明白我的意思吗？就是他的上下文可以提供更多的 information 来解释他的意思。
So this brother can has his own value, he can tell you who he is, but other people can also relate to him and tell you how he is. And that's the same way you explain
Proverbs. 读真言最难就是怎么建立一个文学合一性。
And so the hardest thing in reading Psalm, in reading Proverbs is how to develop that unity, that relationship between verses.
我用很短的时间来回来第十章。
I want to come back to chapter 10 just real quickly.
我一会儿要讲的很多。不要花太多时间。比如说第一章一节，智慧之子使父亲欢乐，愚昧之子叫母亲担忧。这一节经文不是太难明白。
Chapter 10 verse 1 says, A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish son grief to his mother.
但是这一节它的意思很广泛。
This verse is not hard to understand, but its meaning is very broad.
什么叫做智慧之子？什么叫做愚昧之子
？What does it mean to be a wise son? What does it mean to be a foolish son?
到底是怎么的本性以及怎么的行为，让圣经断定他是智慧跟愚昧呢
？How do you judge by characters or action whether a guy or a person is wise or foolish?
还有是，到底这些儿女怎么使他的父母伤心跟快乐呢
？And how does a son or daughter brings joy or grief to his parent to their parents？
那第一节就没有跟我们讲清楚。
First one does not tell us that。
但是第二节提到一个很重要的事情：不义之财毫无益处，唯有公义能救人脱离死亡。
But verse 2 brings an important point: Yogan treasures of no value, but righteousness delivers from death。
其实第二节要把我们带进一个很重要的问课题，就是关于这个钱财的问题。
So verse 2 brings us into the lessons about finance.
那如果你读箴言的时候，你发现箴言其实在第一章就开始把这个课题提出来。
If you read Proverbs, you realize even in chapter 1, Proverbs started talking about finance.
是什么使我们一个人表现有智慧跟愚昧？其实跟金钱很有。
So whether a person is wise or whether he's fool, it has something to do with money.
你们喜不喜欢钱
？Do you like money?
喜欢吗？不要客气嘛。我也喜欢，你不喜欢
？You don't have to lie. I like it. I'm sure you like it.
钱你们不喜欢
？If you don't like it，
不喜欢弟兄，你的奉献袋你们到处传，你们就交出来。
You can if you don't like it, you can offer it up.
你知道这个孩子当他进入这个世界的时候，你知道他们面对第一个最大的一方面可以说是一个试探，一方面也是一个考验，其实就是 money。
So when our children enter in the adult world, the first thing they have to face is money.
那每个人都喜欢钱了。
We all love money.
但是钱可以从两种的方式去得到，一个就是我规规矩矩群群牢牢去赚取，另外一个就是一些歪曲黑暗的方式也可以赚到很多的钱。
But there are two ways of getting money. You get it through your hard work or you get it through some wicked ways.
那但是第二节就很清楚，他说就是很多钱，但是这个假设是不义之财，他绝对不会有 benefit。
So verse 2 makes it clear, even if you have a lot of money, but if it's ill-gotten treasures, then it's no value.
他说唯只有公义可以使我们站稳。
But what's better than treasures, righteousness that delivers you from death?
当然你这样讲的时候，人家即刻就会有一个问题。
So someone might have a question when you say that.
那你有这么多钱摆在那边，难道我不拿吗？
If there's a chunk of money in front of you, am I not going to take it?
神说，如果是不义之财，就不能拿。
But God says, if it's your treasure, don't take it.
那如果不拿，我不是没钱啊。
And you might say, if I don't take it, then I have no money.
那我不是没饭吃啊。
Then I have no food.
那我人生怎么办？
Then what do I do with my life?
所以第三节把我们带到另一个层面，他说，耶和华不使义人什么 受饥饿。
So verse 3 answers that question that the Lord does not let the righteous go hungry.
意思说在神的应许里头一个人如果坚持真理上帝不会让他这是第三节讲的。
So in God's promise, He promised those who walk in the righteousness will not go hungry, and that's what it says in verse 3.
但是怎么要成为富有呢？
But then how do you become rich?
第一个就是不义之财不能够拿。
We know number one, we can't take yield treasure.
但是圣经就提出一个叫做智慧的途径，就是要勤劳。
But Bible does give you the way of wisdom, that's hard work.
第四节说手懒的要受贫穷，手勤的却要什么？富足。
So verse 4 tells us, lazy hands make a man poor, but diligent hands bring wealth.
那什么叫做勤劳呢？
So what does it mean by to be diligent?
箴言说勤劳不是死干。
Diligent doesn't mean you just work and work and work.
那第五节就提出你要有方法，你要有谋略。
And so verse 5 teaches that you work smart, you work in a wise way.
夏天祭奠的是什么？智慧之子。
It says, he who gathers crops in summer is a wise son.
一个人没有长远计划，没有 discipline, 没有 focus 的人，他就会贫穷。
If you don't have discipline, if you don't have plans, and if you don't have a goal, then you will be poor.
然后第六节说福祉临到义人头。
And verse 6 continues saying, blessings crown the head of the righteous.
在上帝的旨意里头，祝福一定会临到义人的身上。
So God's will is to bless those who are righteous.
那强暴蒙蔽二人的口是什么意思呢？
Verse 6, but violence overwhelms the mouth of the wicked.
因为那些认为说我可以靠不义的方式赚取钱财的人，他们平常是很夸口的。
So, verse 6, the second half of verse 6 is talking about those people who got in their treasures in the wrong way, they might be bragging about what they have.
他说你们那么笨，你看我这样，我就很富有了。
They might be bragging on how easy it is to get money and you're really stupid to work really hard.
你看我可以什么都有，我可以买大房子，我可以什么都有。
They might be bragging about their cars and their house and what they have.
他很喜欢 show off.
They want to show off.
但是神说有一天 violent 就是那个毁坏，有一天会使他哑口无言。
But verse 6 tells us destruction and violence will one day beyond this person and they have no response.
所以箴言假设能够可以看到他的文学和意思，你发现哎呀他的意思就很清楚很清楚。
So if you can understand the unity in the sayings in the literature, then it makes it a lot more interesting.
所以读箴言有两种的方式，一个就是你了解那个单独的一节经文的意思。
So you can read the proverb in two ways. You can either understand each verse by itself.
第二就是看看这个整段上下文有什么关系，可以使我们比较清楚全面掌握那个道理。
Or you can try to understand the whole chapter as a whole and try to identify the relationships.
大家掌握这个道理没有？
Does that help you a little bit to understand?
所以你回去试试看，但是我跟你讲很难的。你不要说看不明白就打电话给我，千万不要。
So when you go home, you can give it a try and try to connect the dots, but it's going to be difficult, I say. So don't just pick up the phone and call me when you get stuck.
因为有些我自己都不明白。
Because there are a lot of them I still don't understand.
这是在目前研究箴言里头最难，也是一个大家还在继续探讨的一个问题。
So of all the study they have among the Bible scholars, this is one of the hardest topic that people are still studying today.
就是了解这个箴言的文学和意思。
Trying to understand the unity in the proverb literatures.
但是箴言有一些经节比较容易明白，比如说大家很喜欢那个财德的妇人，谁能得着那一首诗歌吗？
So there, but there are other parts of Proverbs that's easier to understand, sort of like in chapter 31 about the wife of noble character.
那22节经文其实就是一首诗歌，所以那一个有一个很好的文学黑体，那个不难。
So if you turn to chapter 31, you'll see that the last 22 verses is a poetry itself, and it's not hard to understand.
所以牧师有时候讲道也会讲那一篇，因为那篇比较容易讲。
So pastors might often preach on this chapter because it's fairly easy.
因为其他的就很难的。
Because other chapters are pretty hard.
那么30章、31章还好。
But chapter 30, chapter 31 is an example of easier poetry to understand.
1到9章还好。
Chapter 1 to 9, it's not so bad.
10到29最难。
Chapter 10 to chapter 29 are the most difficult.
记住啊，不要打电话给我。
Just remember, please don't call me.
好。第二个要可以谈谈的就是这个，因为箴言是这个格言。
The second key in understanding Proverbs is to know that it's a combination, it's a composition of sayings.
格言通常就是一句。
Sayings is usually just one or two sentences.
比如说，敬畏耶和华是知识的开端，以往人藐视智慧和训诲，就是一句。
Like, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. It's just one sentence.
十章十九节说，多言多语难免有过，禁止嘴唇是有智慧。只是一句。
Another example, chapter 10 verse 19, when words are many, sin is not absent, but he who holds his tongue is wise. Again, just one sentence.
好，但是我们要学习怎么样了解这个一句，特别是一句或者是一小段经文，怎么了解它里头的智慧的道理。
So we first have to understand how we can decipher this one sentence or a few sentences.
因为它是希伯来诗歌，又是格言，他就用这种方式来表达神的智慧。
Because these sayings are written in the form of poetry with Hebrew culture to express God's message.
而且这个格言用字很少的。
And the words are used in these sayings are very few.
有一节箴言大家很熟的，一句话说的何以什么就如金苹果落在银王子里，记得这句话吗？25:11.
There's one that many people are familiar with. It's in chapter 25, verse 11. A word aptly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver.
哎，只是一句格言。
Again, it's just one sentence in the saying.
那我算了一下，这个中文有十七个字。
And in Chinese, this verse has 17 words.
那格言都是很精简的这些文句来的，很精简，不啰嗦的。
So all these sayings are very precise, very short.
它能够用越少字就越少字。
And it's trying to use as few of the words as possible.
越少字容易明白，还是用很多字容易明白？
Is it easier to understand when there are many words or fewer words?
如果叫你造句，造短句难还是造长句难？短句难。
It's easier to make a short sentence as a writer.
我是训练传道人啊，牧师，还有这些神学生。
My job is to teach and train future pastors and seminary students.
我最怕就是学生写长长的功课给我看。
The thing that I am afraid of the most is my students writing really long essays for me.
有些人写一万字以为写得很好。
Some people might write an essay of 10,000 words thinking it's a really
masterpiece. 我们老师读一万字很辛苦的。
But it's really difficult for me to read 10,000 words.
所以我说你的功课不可以超过300个字。
So I always tell them your homework should not exceed more than 300 words.
哇，他们不知道怎么写300个字。
So they actually have a hard time writing in 300 words.
我说你在一万字里头，你凡是能够拿掉剩下300个给我就可以了。
So I tell them, just filter out whatever you can out of the 10,000 words and give me 300.
叙述文是用很多字来写的，所以 所以你读起来比较容易。
Descriptive literature is written using many words, so it's a lot easier to understand.
这箴言是用很少字写的，所以读起来很难。
So proverb is written with very few words, so it's very difficult to understand.
所以他写给我300个字，我一看没有东西，我知道他的功课不好。
So if I only read 300 words and there's no content in there, I know they didn't put in enough effort.
如果你300字都写不好，你叫我看你10,000字就是折磨老师嘛。
If you can't even do well with 300 words, then reading 10,000 is a torture to me.
一句话说的何以就如金苹果，对，一共有17个中文字，但是在希伯来文里头只有7个字。
So this chapter 5 verse 11 where it says the word aptly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver. In Chinese it's 17 words, in English it's right around 13. In Hebrews they only use 7.
Yeah, 7个字啊。
Only 7 words in Hebrew.
你没有看过唐诗啊。
Have you ever read, Chinese poetry?
对啊。你把你有时候请你用50个字给我照没有了要就五个要就。
And a lot of Chinese poetry only has 5 to 7 words in each sentence.
如果20个我也会写。
If it's 20 words, I can write it too, but it's only 5. It takes talent.
箴言很难的。
Proverbs is hard to understand because of that.
一句话说的何以容易吗？我问你啊，容易吗？一句话说的何以？我们讲100句话，听了还不知道你讲什么。能够一句话又可以不但有意识，又可以得造就，又可以解决问题，这个是很难的。
So it's very difficult to use a very few words to just express your thoughts and to solve some problems.
所以为什么箴言说多言多语难免什么？难免有过。所以你看李牧师不太讲话就是这个缘故。
That's why, you know, in chapter 10 verse 19 sometimes it says, when words are many, sin is not absent. That's why I don't talk very much.
哎呀，如果我们讲很多话又没有意义，那是很讨厌的事情哦。
If you speak a lot but you're not making any sense, it's actually it's troublesome and annoying.
孩子最讨厌就是爸爸妈妈啰啰嗦嗦。
I'm sure the kids are feel that way when parents are nagging them.
那箴言，因为它是格言，所以它的那种很精心的那种造句的语法。是很值得我们去想，因为他把意识放在这个框架里头来表达。
And so, because the proverbs are made of all these sayings that are very precise and very short, so their structure in itself has something that we can learn from.
那其中一个要学习了解的就是我们叫做希伯来诗歌的平行体，这个 parallelism。
And so there's one thing that we can learn from the structure and it's found in many Hebrew poetry is this what we call parallelism.
那我们来举一个例子来看第十章十二节。
I'll give you an example of one parallelism in chapter 10 verse 12.
十章十二节。
Chapter 10 verse 12.
大家找到我们一同来念。
If you find it, we'll read it together.
Okay, 好。十章十二节。好我们一同念。恨人标起争端，爱人遮掩一切过错。那这一个，你发现这一节箴言，它有上半节跟下半节是平行来表达。
And when you read this verse, you realize there that the first half of the sentence, the second half of the sentence are two parallel.
那这个箴言呢，它用平行体表达，就是它有。上节跟下节的一个对比。
So in parallelism, the first sentence and the second sentence compares with each other.
那这个对比很复杂的。
And this comparison may sometimes be very complex.
因为第一个我们要想，它半节上节跟下节，它表达那个我们叫做智慧的价值，那个 wisdom value 是什么？
Because we have to first understand what is the wisdom value that the writer is trying to tell us in these two half sentence.
因为在箴言的思想里头，教神的旨意里头，他把人的形态、行为还有表现分成 智慧跟愚昧的分别。
Because the proverb basically divides our actions, appearance, our thoughts and process into wise or foolish.
智慧跟愚昧是两个完全不同的价值观。
Being wise and being foolish is a very different values.
一个义还有恶是完全不同的价值观。
Righteousness and wickedness are very different values.
黑暗跟光明是完全不同的状况。
It's just like night and day is a very different condition.
所以箴言就用那种恶分罚的方式把人的心、人的性还有人的行为表现这样切一半分成两种。
So it divides up our action and our thoughts and our characters by these two, by this polarized two extremes.
所以箴言没有意义要谈很多所谓的 gray area, 没有、这个。
So there's really no gray area in Proverbs, only black and white.
所以有些人跟我说刘牧师没有 gray area, 我说好像这个箴言没有这个颜色。
So some people might ask me, is there a gray area? And I say, there's really no such color.
好。智慧是正面的价值观，愚昧是反面的价值观。
So wisdom is a positive value and being foolish is of negative value.
那很多箴言就放在这个框架里头去表达一些所谓的智慧愚昧的一些行为跟心态。
So a lot of these sayings are put in these kind of structure to express what is wise and what is foolish.
好，回来十章十二节。
So if you come back to chapter 10 verse 12,
恨是加还是减呢？
Is hatred positive or negative?
是 positive 还是 negative?
Negative.
恨呢？对不对？
Hatred.
恨是好不好？
Hatred is a good.
我不能问好不好，你们不肯定啊。好不好？对啊，恨是不好。恨是反面的一种态度行为，而且恨是 destructive, 恨也不好。恨是愚昧，对不对？
So hatred is negative, it's destructive, it's foolish.
好，但是恨哦，恨在哪里啊？当我恨的时候，恨在哪里？
When you hate someone, where is that hatred coming from?
恨在我的心中嘛。
It's coming from your heart.
我很恨什么什么。
When I really hate someone,
我是在心中恨。
It comes from my heart.
最恨实在是人内心中的一种黑暗的心灵的一种状况。
It's sort of a dark portion of your heart. It's like a condition inside your heart.
但是箴言它不是要跟我们讲一篇恨的道理那么大，它没有，它只是告诉我们恨会有 effective, 就是有果效的。
And Proverbs isn't trying to teach you a lesson on hatred, but it's just trying to tell you there is some consequence to hatred.
因为恨虽然是在我内心里头，但是它会产生一种效应的作用，一种社会性的作用。
Even though this hatred is only from my heart, but it has its consequence expressed outward.
所以箴言说恨能挑起什么？争端就是造成这个 conflict.
And so verse 12 tells us hatred stirs up dissension, and dissension really just means conflict between people.
比如说弟兄姐妹都现在是很好 很和谐很平安，但是我这个刘少平一来到教会一看看就不顺眼，就讨厌某些事情。
For example, you guys my live in harmony, but when I come here, I don't like you guys, and I start trying to cause trouble.
啊，我尤其不喜欢某一个人。
Maybe there's one special person I don't like.
原因不要讲了，就是不喜欢他。
I'm not going to discuss the reason. I just don't like them.
我心里就很恨他。
Nah, I just have this hatred toward that person.
那可能他一讲话得罪我什么，不要这个。可能是什么缘故都好，但是因为
maybe he has offended me, but whatever reason, I don't like this person.
如果我心中有恨的时候，这个恨会有动作的。
And so when you have hatred inside your heart, it has its consequence and it brings out some sort of actions.
那我就会在别人的面前开始讲他的坏话。
So I might start talking behind this person's back.
我就开始可能结党。
I might gather together a group of people.
可能我就开始排挤他。
I might try to exclude him out of our group.
可能我就会说一些坏话。
I might talk behind his back.
我就最后你发现，哎，弟兄姐妹开始不和了。
And you realize that I have caused a conflict within the brothers and sisters.
然后开始有这个争端了。
And there are conflicts within them.
哎，你看恨有作用的。
And you realize hatred has its consequence.
那箴言他不是要谈恨很多的事情，他只是告诉恨可以有这个果效。
Proverbs not trying to teach you what is hate. It only tells you that it has its consequence.
这是愚昧的行为。
It's a foolish act.
但是在另外一边有一个正面的行为叫做什么？爱。
But on the other side, it talks about this positive act of love.
那爱也有它的果效。
And love brings out its own consequence.
他说爱能遮掩一切过错。
And what does it do? It says love covers over all wrongs.
人只要有人的地方就有问题的。我讲这句话有没有过分？
And this is the truth. If there are people, there are problems.
只要我们来，就更多问题就是。
And wherever we are around, there are even more problems.
但是你发现人都有问题嘛？有些问题你说也说不清，就是这样。
And then you realize everyone has their issues, and you just can't resolve everything. You just can't explain everything. That's just how it is.
可能是我的错，可能是你的错，可能两个没错，可能是他的错。
It could be my fault, his fault, or some the third person's fault.
可能是我们祖先的错。
It could be the fault of our ancestor.
总之，我们就很多问题。
And we just have a lot of issues.
但是如果在这个环境里头，如果我们有恨，那个问题就更严重。
And in this kind of environment, if it's catalyzed by hatred, the problem gets worse.
或者更不喜欢就更严重。
And then the problem gets worse when you don't like somebody.
那神告诉我们还有一样事情是智慧的，就是要有爱心。
But God tells us there's something that's wise and that's have love.
他说爱能遮掩一切过错。
It says love covers all wrongs.
那这个下半节已经 assume 是有过错的。
So the second half of this verse already assumes there are problems.
所以有些人说牧师，我要找一个教会没有问题，他说你到天上去找了。
And so someone may come to me and say, Pastor, I want to find a church that has no problem. I say, you might want to go to heaven.
因为他在他自己教会碰到问题，我说你去哪里都有问题，你可能去那边发觉还是回来自己教会好一点，少一点问题，那个更多。
He or she might have problems already in the church, and I tell them, if you go to a different church, you might find even more problems, you might come back.
但是爱能遮掩一切过错。
But Bible tells us love covers all wrongs.
那什么是遮掩呢？
What does it mean to cover?
你的英文翻成 cover.
Yes.
翻成 cover.
Yeah.
Okay. 这个遮掩呢、啊、不是说盖起来不要看的意思。
And it doesn't mean to cover it up and don't look at it.
所以我不过他要解释这个 cover. 你知道小孩子啊、哦、有时候你叫他扫地啊。扫扫扫，看到妈妈不再把那个 carpet 拿出来，这样全部扫在下面。
You might have seen this. I know I've done it. Just as a kid, you're asked to do chores. You're asked to scrub the floor or something. And then when the parents are not around, you basically lift the rug and put the dirt underneath and cover it up.
我们有个 sweep under the rug 嘛，啊，把
under the rug.
中国话，家丑不外扬，就是这个意思。家丑不外扬就是这个意思，就是说我们的问题把它盖起来当作没看见。有没有问题？有。
Basically, you cover up things and you pretend you don't see it, but that doesn't mean you don't have any problems.
但是这个遮盖不是这个意思。
But the cover, what it says cover here, is not the same meaning.
这个遮掩是使它解决，把它分化，叫爱能。解决还有分化一切的过错。
It means to resolve and dissolve this wrong, these wrongdoings.
爱能够饶恕啊。
It means to forgive.
爱能够包容啊。
It means to compromise.
爱能够接纳。
It means to accept.
看哥林多前书十三章。
If you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
所以我觉得有两种人，一种人叫做 troublemaker， 就是人他一来天下大乱的。
There are two kind of people. One of them is troublemaker, and it causes all kind of turns and aches.
另外一种叫做 peacemaker， 他一来人家很乱，一来他就好起来。
And there is another kind of person called peacemaker, where they bring peace and unity into a chaos.
弟兄姐妹们，你要做哪一种？
And which kind of person do you want to become?
一种是智慧，一种是愚昧。
One is wise and one is foolish.
我们一定要做一个智慧人。
And we need to become a wise man.
来，所以念真言要了解这些，当然这个平心地可以谈了，因为每一节都有很多很深入的道理可以进去的。
So it's very easy to just get into a discussion on each of the saying because it's very just easy to dive into it.
嗯，好，平行体记得吗
？So remember this parallelism.
我现在要教你们另外一个叫做比喻。
Another style or structure in this literature is the use of parables.
Metaphors. 比喻。
嗯，
比喻。嗯。诗歌用常常用比喻，我这个不是比较那个比啊，是比喻比那个比喻那个比喻啊，不是那个比较那个，不是 parable， 是 metaphor， 要搞有点不同。
So in Hebrew poetry, a lot of times they use metaphors.
因为耶稣讲到常常用什么比喻 parable， 天国好像。怎么芥菜种？要讲一个很大的一个，我们叫做 extended metaphor， 一个延伸的一个比喻啊。
Metaphor and parables are different. When Jesus preached about the kingdom of God, he uses parables. Sort of, it's like an extension to metaphor, which is much bigger.
因为圣经很多道理其实是很深奥、很抽象。又很高超的
because there are a lot of mysteries in the Bible and then the concepts are very abstract and very hard to understand.
你想神的道理高超不高超？高超吗？
And it should make sense because it's the word of God. It should be high and mystery to us.
你想神的道理一步高到我们你的意念怎么？高过你意念。
And it's easy for us to know that God's will is higher than our will.
你的道路高过我的道路。
God's way is better than our way.
这句话讲起来是很好听，但是说如果我们问主说，主啊，你的意念那么高，我怎么明白呢？ Yeah. 那就是有个问题啊。
Sometimes it might bring comfort to you when you say that, but you ask God, if your will is so high, your way is so high, how do I get there?
如果神那么高，我们怎么了解？但是神知道我们不能了解，他就用简单的方式跟我们讲话。
If God is all the way up there, how can we understand it? And but God knows that, so He speaks to it in a simpler language.
所以意思说，当神那个奥秘超越的真理是我们理性很难去理解的东西，神都用人间的一些事物、一些东西、一些事件来表达那个。
So when God is trying to tell us something that's very difficult to understand, He uses things of this earth to express Himself.
所以这个比喻圣经用很多。
So the Bible uses a lot of metaphors.
所以我们就明白为什么耶稣每次讲天国，如果他是照着天国的话讲，我们没有人懂他讲什么。
And that's why when Jesus talks about the kingdom of God, He uses parables. Because if He used His own heavenly language, I don't think we'll be able to understand.
耶稣总是用我们人可以了解的到，天国好像什么？啊，好像一个大筵席啊！大筵席懂啊？我们这个办喜事不就去参加筵席吗？这个懂啊？
So Jesus used sayings like the kingdom of God is like a harvest, it's like a party or it's like a banquet, and you can understand us being invited to a banquet.
但是在箴言里头，他就用很多比喻。
So in like in Proverbs, there are a lot of metaphors that are being used.
哎，我就举一个，比如说，我看见那一个人的头，他的头很圆啊。
So let me give you an example of metaphor. If I see someone and see his head is very round.
我自己说，哎，那个人的头很圆。
I can either say his head is round.
这个很圆是很抽象啊。
Round is rather abstract.
什么是圆呢？
What does it mean by round?
我讲不出是怎么圆。
How round is it? How is it round?
你明白意思吗？
Do you understand what I'm saying?
他很肥，什么意思？
If I say he's fat, what does that mean?
他很瘦。
He's skinny.
这些肥啊、圆啊、瘦都是很抽象的东西。
All these adjectives are very abstract in themselves.
但是如果我用比喻讲，就不一样。他说，哦，他的头很圆，很像一个篮球。
If I use a metaphor saying,
hey,
his head is round like a basketball, you might have an easier way to picture that.
哎呀，他很肥，很像什么？你自己去想。
And I might say he's fat and what he looks like, you know.
哎，他很瘦，好像什么？
Come with your words.
我有，好像竹竿，对不对？
And you might think he's really skinny like a bamboo stick.
这些什么？就是什么？ Metaphor.
So all these words that we use to describe people, they're metaphors.
Okay. 可以了啊？好，我们来看正言。请看12:4.
So let's turn to chapter 12, verse 4.
12:4.
Chapter 12, verse 4.
啊，这边就用一些比喻来说明。他说，好不好？请一同念。这一个应该请谁念？我看请姐妹念好。姐妹
，Let's have the sisters read together.
Chapter 12, verse 4. 姐妹，请念。才的。OK, 财德的妇人是丈夫的冠冕。那这个冠冕本身就是个比喻。
A wife of noble character is her husband's crown. This crown is a metaphor.
哎，那我们今天人不是很了解冠冕什么意思，但是你想08年这个奥运会的时候，那个拿金牌那个头上戴什么啊，这个冠冕，这是古代的时候那个最高荣誉的一个得奖。
We might have a hard time to understand what it means to have crown, but if you think back to something like Olympic, all the champions who got gold medal, they end up getting a crown on their head. It symbolizes the highest honor.
那这节经文讲到一个有智慧的妻子对她丈夫有一种直接的一种影响跟贡献。
And so this verse tells us a wife of noble character has a very direct influence to the husband.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
这个丈夫站在那边，他有个冠冕的时候，他觉得光荣不光荣？
When the husband has a crown on his head, does he feel honored or glorified?
光荣，他的成就，他的表现，他能够在市面上得到一种尊崇，你知道吗？箴言说，他的太太对他的贡献很大。
He feels honor, he feels proud, he feels respected, and all this is because his wife is a wife of noble character.
为什么有这句话说，一个成功的男人背后都有一个智慧的女人，就是这个意思。
So there's a saying, all success man has a wise woman behind him.
他用这个冠冕来表扬那一个。男人丈夫的荣耀。
So use the crown as a metaphor of the husband's honor and respect.
所以你这些先生摸摸自己头看有没有冠冕。
So if your husband touch your head and see if you have that crown.
好，如果没有的话要看下一节。
If you don't have it, then read the next verse, the second half.
下一节说愚修的妇人如同朽烂在她丈夫的骨中。
It says, but a disgraceful wife is like decay in his bones.
那这边就用了另外一个比喻，就是骨中的朽烂。
As I use a different metaphor, use a metaphor called decays in the bone.
什么叫做骨中的朽烂呢？
So what does it mean to have decay in bones?
如果用今天医学的话，那个就是骨癌。
If you use our medical terms today, it's basically bone cancer.
所以智慧的妇人对她丈夫是她丈夫的冠冕，愚昧的妇人对她丈夫是她的骨癌，明白意思？
So a wise woman is a crown, and then the foolish woman is a cancer.
我不知道你太太对你怎么样，你要摸头摸骨是你的事情。
So I don't know how your wife is, whether you're going to touch your head or touch your bones, it's up to you.
哎呀，我很感谢主，给我的是冠冕啊。
I thank God that I have a crown.
你看我有没有冠冕？我的冠冕在那边。
Do you see my crown? My crown is sitting over there.
对啊，我常常为我的妻子感谢神，因为她真的是对我很好，我也对她很好。
I always thank God for my wife because she loves me. I love her too.
所以你求主给你一个什么冠冕
？And so I pray that God will give you a crown.
但是冠冕不是这样就会来的，你要看你怎么样好好地对他。
It's not just going to give it to you freely. It depends on how you treat her as well. If you don't treat her right, she'll be cancer to you.
这个真言真的很有意思，但是要了解，其实它里头隐藏了很深奥的道理，给我们明白。So
if you really spend the time reading Proverbs, you realize there's a lot of wisdom in there.
哎呀，我看一下，哎，时间很不够，我有很多东西要讲，你们智慧有了没有？没有啊。
Do you feel wiser than you before you came in? I don't have much time, but I have a lot of material to cover.
对，好吧，反正能够讲多少就讲，好吧。We'll
see how much I can cover.
好东西我也不想把它跳过去。I
don't want to skip any.
还有一节，我一下子不知道它在哪里，你们大概知道，就是说，一个妇人美貌，好像金怀戴在猪鼻上啊什么，啊？
Let's turn to chapter 11, verse 22.
11:22. Okay. 妇女美貌而无见识，如同金环戴在猪鼻上。
Like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful woman who shows no discretion.
因为她前面是讲一个道理，说一个女人面貌是很漂亮。
It talks about a beautiful woman who looks very pretty on the outside, but she had no wisdom. So all so not all the pretty girls are wise.
Or
the ugly girls have no wisdom. So if you have a woman who has no wisdom, who shows no discretion, how does the Bible describe her? And the Bible says it's like a gold ring and a pig's snout.
好，要来解释这个名誉、这个比喻，才知道这个前面是到底有什么问题。So
this is like a simile or another form of metaphor that we have to explain.
你知道这个金环，这一个是就是以前古代人戴这个鼻环的，你知道吗？
In the ancient days, people put gold ring in their nostril.
对，古代是很正常、很漂亮的。你今天千万不要戴。It's
something very normal back then, but I wouldn't recommend wearing it today.
今天你戴耳环跟这个什么？
You can wear necklace or earrings, but not nose ring.
那金贵不贵?
Is gold a precious metal?
特别古代很贵。It's
very precious.
这个金环是一个很贵重又很漂亮的一个首饰嘛。
So it's precious and it's beautiful.
戴在哪里呢?
Where do you wear?
戴在猪的鼻子上。
Put it on the pig's snout.
所以他是在要告诉我们 这个美丽面貌的美丽，其实只是一个装饰品。So
it's trying to tell us that the outward appearance is only sort of like a decoration.
美貌只是一个 decoration.
Beauty is only a decoration.
不是它的生命.
It's not value.
你的耳环是你的什么？ Decoration. 你的金链是 decoration.
Sort of like your earrings and your necklaces, and they're only decorations.
我可以戴金, 我这个人还都不是金.
I can wear gold, but I personally have no value.
Right. 所以意思说，这个貌容本身跟他的品格没有直接的关系.
So it's telling us our appearance has nothing to do with our character.
你知道这个男生哦，他去追女孩子的时候，第一个是 他们要求的是什么？要什么？漂亮。
And you know when a guy pursue a girl, the first thing they look for is their outward beauty.
你觉得这是智慧还是没有智慧？
Do you think this is wise or foolish?
你不要讲，因为以前你也是这样。
You used to be like that when you were young.
但是假设一个人，你要找对象，你只是因为他的貌容 而去追求他，那是很危险的事情。
So if you're looking for someone to spend your life with and you're only looking for outward appearance, that's a very dangerous thing.
因为一个人的美貌只是他的 decoration.
Because her beauty is only a decoration.
如果他没有注意把他娶回家里晚上把这个面纱打开诶怎么有点像一头猪呢
So if you're not careful and you bring her back and then at night you lift her veil and you realize
something else.
And you might have to live with a pig.
你明白这个道理吗 Yeah, 我们常常没有智慧
And a lot of time we don't have wisdom.
只是看外表
We only look at our appearance.
所以为什么圣经讲的人看什么外表耶和华看什么
That's why the Bible tells us we look at the outward appearance, but God looks at our heart.
我们不但人看外表，我们对整个世界都是从外表来看的。
Not only we look at other people through our appearance, we look at this whole world through our appearance.
为什么我要穿名牌的大衣
？Why do I wear branded coat?
我不是说不，你不可以穿名牌大衣，不可以开名牌车，但是我跟你说，那是外表。
I'm not telling you that you can't drive a fancy car or wear fancy clothes. I'm just telling you those are only outward appearance.
为什么我要住很漂亮很大的房子？我不是说你不可以住，我跟你说那是外表。
Why do I have to live in a big house? It's only outward appearance.
所以要这些都不是很有智慧的想法。
So these are not very wise.
所以这个箴言如果从这些角度来了解是何人？我们可以学很多人生的道理。
So if we understand proverb in its structure of being wise or being foolish, we can learn a lot about life.
所以我教你这个平行体，还有这个比喻。好，现在我们要学第三种，叫做好、不好、更好箴言。记得啊，好、不好，还有更好箴言。
So we're going to learn about the next thing I'm going to teach you is to categorize.Proverbs into good proverb, bad proverb, and better proverbs.
你喝这个水是好的，这点。
Thank you.
好，我们先来看这个好的箴言，请你看24:13.
Let's look at what it means to be a good proverb. Let's look at chapter 24:13.
24:13. 好。这里说我们一同念
Let's read it together
我要吃
Honey, my son,
你们是
good.
好的
Honey from the comb is sweet to your taste
便捷甘甜哎呀你们喜欢吃蜜吗
Do you guys like to eat honey?
Honey 喜欢吗蜜好嘛好不好
Like honey?
好、
good?
蜜是好的、yes. 但蜜是好的工作好吗
？Honey is good.
也是好的。钱好吗？也是好的。所以是好的东西很多的。
Money is good. There are many good things.
那这边呢？但是你看，我看一下。好，然后你再看25:16。
But if you go to chapter 25:16.
这里说你得了蜜吗只要什么吃够而已恐怕你过饱就呕吐出来
It tells you if you find honey eat just enough too much of it and you will vomit
蜜好不好好
Isn't honey good? Yes
多吃了就不好
But if you eat too much of it then it's not good
啊，有时候你哎呀肚子很饿你想哎呀还是去 China Buffet 吃一顿、
When you're hungry sometimes you're like, you might think, I need to go to China Buffet.
哇你付了10块钱哇那么多东西。
It only cost me $10 when it is all I can eat.
头一轮其实是因为肚子饿嘛就吃了一盘。
And so the first round you go, you're hungry, so you got your food.
第二轮再吃那是享受。
The second round you're trying to enjoy.
哇但是第三轮还要吃一顿要给他饱足一点
And the third round you go You're trying to just get a little more full than before
但是觉得 还要继续轮，因为要赚回本钱。
If you go for that fourth round, because you're trying to make your money worth.
最后都不能走出来了，走出来。
And then you can't really walk out the door.
整个晚上都做噩梦。
And you have nightmares.
一想到那些，哎呀，那个东西其实也不是很健康。
And the food is probably not healthy either.
你看很多很好的东西，但是你看在真理的智慧里头，他一个有智慧的人，他知道 where's the boundary， 你明白吗？那个界限在哪里？
So there are a lot of good things, but a wise man knows the boundary. They know when it's enough.
这个你去 China buffet， 他没有个限制你是几盘的，那个没有 boundary。
China buffet does not limit how many plates you can have. There's no boundary.
那你世界上好多东西，尤其在美国这个社会，没有人给你 set boundary。
And then there are a lot of places like U.S. You know, a lot of things they don't have any boundaries.
The boundary 在哪里呢？
Where's the boundary?
Boundary 在 in my heart.
The boundary is in my heart.
我要有智慧。
I need to have wisdom.
我要有神。
I need to have God.
敬畏耶和华是智慧。
It says, "Fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge."
你要保守你的心。胜过保守一些，你看 boundary 在 heart， 所以意思说好多的事情，这工作好 ，how much I want to do，
and work is good， but you need to set boundary on how much you work，
钱是好 ，how much I want to earn，
money is good， but how much do I really want to earn，
这是 boundary 在我们的工作里头，
and set a boundary is an act of wisdom，
所以知道好跟不好的箴言，
so that's good。And bad proverbs.
所以是说，我们做一个智慧人，要知道辨别，而且要知道那个界限，而且要有能力约束自己。
So,
第一个是很重要的。
To be a wise man, we need to know what is good and what is bad, and we need to be able to set boundaries for ourselves.
好，这个好不好，有时候也不容易解决。不过，我想大部分人只要小心一点，大概还是知道怎么样处理这个问题。
So the proverb gives us good and bad, and if you have some wisdom, you usually be able to follow it.
但是在箴言有一种叫做更好的箴言。
But there's another kind of proverb that we call better proverb.
啊，我很喜欢这种箴言，一定要来看一下。
We definitely have to look at this.
Okay, 看一下。15:17.
Chapter 15, verse 17.
15:17。好，刚才我请姐妹念，现在请弟兄念，好不好？弟兄，
Let's ask the brothers read it together.
弟兄找到吗？一同念，预备，一二三。
Better a meal of vegetables with love than a fat cow with hatred.
那这样的一种布局的箴言，我们叫做更好箴言。
And this saying here would say it's a better proverb.
来，吃素菜。彼此相爱，好过吃肥牛彼此相恨，蛮简单嘛，哈。
Better a meal of vegetable with love，
对不对？很简单。OK， 好，但是你要知道怎么解释这个箴言，才会明白里头的道理。
It seems like a very easy saying, but you have to be able to explain it to understand it.
它有四个项目。
There are four different things being mentioned here.
一个是蔬菜。
Vegetables.
一个是彼此相爱。
There's love.
还有肥牛，还有
fat and calf. And hatred.
好，我们一个一个来。
Let's look at these four things one at a time.
好，你们喜欢吃蔬菜呢，还是喜欢吃肥牛？
Do you like to eat vegetables or fat and calf or steak?
啊
，vegetables or steak?
喜欢吃蔬菜的举手。
If you like vegetables, raise your hand.
你们喜欢吃蔬菜，因为胆固醇太高。
You like to eat vegetables because you have high cholesterol.
你根本不知道箴言在讲什么。
You don't really know what Proverbs talking about here.
吃蔬菜就是没钱。
If you eat vegetables, it means you have no money.
就是生活简单。
You live a simple life.
买不起肉。
You can't buy meat.
明白这个道理吗？我小时候家里不是那么好，有一阵子我们平常都没有机会。
I used to be poor as a kid, and then we don't get to eat meat very often.
只有过年的时候，我们才杀鸡，平常都是吃菜。
Only during Chinese New Year, we'd be able to get to eat meat.
所以吃素菜是什么意思？ 穷。
So what does it mean to be eating vegetable? It means you're poor.
都没有吃肥牛。
And eating cow, steak,
生活非常好。
It means you have a luxurious life.
很富有。
You're rich.
明白这个道理吗？
I hope you understand what it's saying here.
好，再来一句，要吃肥牛的举手。
And if you want to eat steak, please raise your hand.
啊？你们不要吃肥牛。
You guys don't want to eat steak.
你们要过贫穷的生活。
You don't want to live a poor life.
吃肥牛就是好生活，明白意思吗
？Eating steak is like living a good life.
我这样问你们没有反应，要加薪的举手。
If you guys want to raise, please raise your hand.
对啊，就是这个意思嘛。这肥牛就是有钱。就是生活好，不贫穷，这个要吃肥牛吗
？So having a fattened cow means you're rich and not poor. You have a good life.
那下面还有两个比较容易写，彼此相恨好还是彼此相爱好？彼此相爱。
Is it better to love or to hate？
那你们好像很属灵，这个就认出来，那个肥牛跟菜就认不出来。
And I'm glad you at least can distinguish between love and hate, but I think you guys have problem with vegetables and steak.
啊，箴言是在他告诉我们 life much more complicated.
Proverbs is telling us life is much more complicated.
有时候你很想要的东西，它不一定全部都在一起。
There's something that you might want, but they might not end up together.
四个里头，你要。比如给你选两个，你要选哪两个
？There are four things, and then you can pick two out of them. Which two would you pick?
哪一个你要选？彼此相爱。
You pick love.
吃肥牛。
And steak.
来，如果给我选，当然是家里的关系好，夫妻关系好，儿女关系好，还有我们也有天天算肥牛。
So if I were to freely pick two out of four, I would pick love among the family, love among parents and children, and have food and everything, and have steak every day.
明白的意思吗？但是问题说，在现实的生活里头，不是说样样好东西都出现。
But in reality, you don't have all the good things all coming together.
你发现这个肥牛。跟这个彼此相爱不在一起。
And you realize that love and steak don't really come together.
哎，你要不要彼此相爱？要不要
？Do you want love?
那就吃蔬菜咯。
Then you gotta eat vegetables.
哎，那你要不要肥牛
？Do you want steak?
你要。
If you want steak,
关系恶劣。
You might have a poor relationship.
我不是说你这是唯一的选择，我就说当你有两个选择的时候 ，then。What kind of life 我们要
I'm not saying these are the only choices, but if life only presents these two options, which one do you pick?
不是每个人都有智慧哦。
Not everyone has the wisdom.
因为我看见有些人要追那条肥牛。
Because sometimes I see a person chasing after the fattened cow.
肥牛是得到了，那就是他家人。
They got the fattened cow, but their family left him.
关系也不好了。
And he breaks all the relationships he has.
房子是很大。
He's got a big house.
银行的钱也很大。
He's got a lot of money in the bank.
外貌都很好，但是没有。
Everything looks good, but there's no relationship.
彼此相恨。
There's a lot of hatred.
明白吗？更好。意思说，这种箴言叫我们做一个选择。
So these better proverbs instruct us to make a choice.
不是所有好东西都在我们都可以选的。你发现很多时候在我们生活里头 ，every day 我们要 make a decision， 而这个 decision 必须 more 更好、更有价值，而且 it lasting。这个 decision 我要做。
And it tells us we can't have control of all the good things all the time. So life presents us choice, and we're making decision every day. And Proverbs tells us how to make the better choice.
很多啊，我还没有时间讲。
And there are many more like this.
是很有意思的。
But at least I give you an example of a better proverb.
还有一个很好的例子，我跟你举，就在箴言十五章十六节。
Let me give you one more example in chapter 15, verse 16.
少有财宝敬畏耶和华，强如多有财宝烦乱不安。
Better a little with the fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil.
那在四个项目里头，如果给你优先选择，你要选哪一个
？I let you freely choose between the four items. Which one would you choose?
选什么？敬畏耶和华。
I hope you choose fear of the Lord.
爱主啊，怎么不好？最后，第二选什么？
如果有财宝，怎么办？ Wealth,
又爱主又有肥牛，它跟上面差不多。
You love God and you have fat and cow. It's like the one we saw earlier.
第三个什么？第三个你要选什么？少有财宝。
If you have to rank number three, you say I have little wealth.
没有人要烦乱不安。
But no one really wants turmoil.
但是这个箴言告诉我们，他说我们的选择只有这一个或者这一个，要就少有财宝，敬畏神，或者是很多钱，但是烦乱不安。
But the proverb presents a situation we only have two choices: either we have little wealth and fear God, or we have a lot of money but living in turmoil.
这个我不要问你们，因为这个很为难你的。我不要问。
I'm not going to ask for your decision because it might be difficult for you.
我不要说你要选哪一个。
I'm not going to ask you which one you would pick.
但是我记得耶稣曾经问过一个年轻人。
But I remember Jesus asking this young man.
你记得那个少年的官呢、啊？他问耶稣：“父神，我要得永生。”等等啊、
嗯、Remember that rich young man that came to Jesus and asked, what do I have to do to gain eternal life?
后来耶稣说你是个好人，我非常喜欢你。
And Jesus tells him, you're a good man, a good person, I love you.
那、啊、是不是我就可以做你的门徒，跟从你？
And the young man said, can I be your disciples?
耶稣说没有，还有一样事情，他说你要把所有的都变卖，什么？捐给穷人，你后才来跟从我。
And Jesus challenges him and says, sell everything you have, give it to the poor and come follow me.
我心中在想，为什么耶稣要问他这个问这么难的问题
？And then I think it to myself, why does Jesus ask such a hard question?
我记得我年轻，我跟从主的时候，上帝没有说刘少平，你要把所有的东西都变卖来跟从我。
I remember when I became a follower of Christ, I don't remember God asking me to give up everything.
我想就是主耶稣跟我讲，我也没有问题，因为当时我只有400块。
But I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have any problem if God asked me that question, because I only have $400 in my pocket.
你要全部拿走，我也不 care.
If you want to just take it all, I don't really care.
我就是要跟从你。
I'll follow you.
因为我的心根本就不在这个钱上。
Because my heart is not on the money.
那这个年轻人就不一样。
But this rich young man was different.
因为他的心在他的钱上。
Because his money was on his treasures.
你知道他的决定是什么决定？
Do you know what his decision was?
到底他是要少有财宝放在财宝跟从耶稣呢？还是他要多有财宝烦乱不安呢？
Does he want little wealth and follow Jesus, or does he want a lot of wealth and live in turmoil and disappointment?
其实耶稣是用这一节箴言来试验他的心还有他的智慧。
And Jesus using this saying, this proverb to test this young man.
他要看这个年轻人是否可以 make a right choice.
And he wants to see this, whether this young man can make the right choice.
如果一个人在金钱上不能 make a right choice, he could very hard to make right choice in other things.
And if a person can't make the right choice in terms of money, then he can't make right choices on other decisions.
结果这个年轻人圣经怎么描写他什么有烦乱不安，钱很多，一生没有一个快乐，没有一个意义。
And then the Bible tells us this man, this young man just walked away being disappointed and being sad.
这个真言不错啊。
So I hope you're finding some more interest and enjoyment reading Proverbs.
有智慧了没有？
I hope you have a little more wisdom tonight.
有没有？
Do you have wisdom now?
有啊，一定要说一点，不然我很伤心了。
I hope you say yes, otherwise I'll be sad.
Yeah.我想其实还有很多东西我要跟你们讲。
And there's a lot more I would like to share with you, but I'm running out of time.
我想就讲到这里。
I think I'll just stop here tonight.
还有五分钟，主席。Okay, thank you, Andy.
不会。